Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Update on an injury scare following last night's Raw. Velveteen Dream could be returning soon, and a popular WWE show is coming back in the summer. For Tuesday, May the 11th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Sheamus is right now realizing he's in jeopardy, in danger of being humiliated on Monday Night Raw by Humberto Carrillo, a superstar that Sheamus feels is below him. Carrillo proving otherwise right now. He is going to make Sheamus respect his effort.
Carrillo though.
Sunset.
That
was a nasty landing. Sheamus landed hard, but also on top of the knees of Carrillo. It was a high-risk maneuver. Both men feeling the effects of this. Look at this. It was certainly ugly. Carrillo looking for a powerbomb. Sheamus held on long enough.
It was gutsy and it was risky by Carrillo. But the official trying to make sure both these men are...
Yeah, but let's look at this one more time. Carrillo might be injured. Look at this landing. Humberto Carrillo trying to pull Sheamus, but watch the left knee. All the full weight of the United States champion crashing down on Humberto. The official, this is why they call him high risk maneuvers. High stakes matchup for Humberto Carrillo. Credit to the young superstar for giving it everything he had, but even to his own detriment tonight. The Celtic Warrior.
Well, it looks as if, yeah, Sheamus would be declared the winner of this match.
But Sheamus, after dominating the match, that is not the look of a champion.
Oh, you hate to see things work out this way for Humberto Carrillo, but I promise you this. Sheamus, the United States champion, knows he was in a hell of a fight tonight with Humberto Carrillo. But the song remains the same. Your United States champion is still the Celtic Warrior, Sheamus.
That was the moment that Humberto Carrillo's match with Sheamus was abruptly halted. It was following a sunset flip powerbomb to the outside. Sheamus landing on top of Humberto Carrillo, and there was some concern that Carrillo had been injured. PW Insider update us this morning saying, we have been told by multiple sources that Humberto Carrillo is okay. After his match with Sheamus, the bout was stopped following an attempted sunset flip powerbomb to the outside going wrong, with Sheamus crashing down atop of Carrillo as they hit the mats outside the ring. It was merely a precaution to stop the match because it didn't look pretty the way that all that came to a halt, but we're glad that Humberto Carrillo is okay. Also last night on Monday Night Raw, we saw the first appearance on the red brand of a new team, Jinder Mahal, alongside his new best friends, Veer and Shanky, aka Riku Singh, formerly of one half of Indu Share, and Dilsha Shanky, who we saw at WWE's Superstar Spectacle back in January. Now, these guys have been doing stuff on WWE Main Event. This is their first time on Monday Night Raw, and it was a victory for Jinder Mahal, beating Jeff Hardy pretty clean on last night's show. Jinder back from all sorts of knee issues that have dogged him since 2019. He made a brief return in 2020, only to be put back on the shelf to go under the knife once again. for a second knee surgery. Veer has been with the company since 2018, appearing on NXT TV with Gujar as part of Indu Share with Malcolm Bivens, a sort of ill-fated debut and arrival for them. Shanky has been with the WWE since last year, and we saw him headlining in that big eight-man tag. I wasn't headlining, I apologise, but it was still a decent match for him as part of the match at Superstar Spectacle. He and his team winning that match on one of the most watched WWE shows ever. So Indu Shares, Veer and Dilsha Shanky aligning with Jinder Mahal. Expect some big things from this. I like the fact that it's something different on Raw because we've had about 3-4 weeks of the same program on loop. So I am very happy to have something that's slightly different. I like the group. I think, why not? There's something here. I'm intrigued to see where this one goes. Also, last night on Monday Night Raw, we had another match added to the WrestleMania Backlash card. Damian Priest will now face The Miz in a lumberjack match this coming Sunday. Now, the storylines in the storyline world, the stipulation was chosen by Damian Priest following his victory over John Morrison last night. He said he wants to stop The Miz from getting away from him, so the lumberjack match stipulation has been decided. He even said invite lumberjacks from SmackDown as well. We could possibly get some sort of brand storyline here. Interesting to drop that in there. We'll see how that pans out at WrestleMania Backlash this Sunday. That gets added to what is quite a heavy card of championship matches otherwise. Also for WrestleMania Backlash, the SmackDown tag titles on the line. The Dirty Dogs, Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler facing the Mysterio family, Dominic and Rey Mysterio. The Raw Women's Championship on the line. Rhea Ripley defending against Charlotte Flair and Asuka. The SmackDown Women's Championship on the line with Bianca Belair putting it up against Bayley. Bobby Lashley defends his WWE title against Braun Strowman and Drew McIntyre. And for the Universal Championship, Roman Reigns will take on Cesaro. That top match there, I'm very, very intrigued by. There was a surprising face backstage last night on WWE Raw. Didn't feature on the show at all, but their presence was a surprise. This comes from the Wrestling Observer, who says Velveteen Dream is backstage at Raw. No idea if he's there for the show, but he hasn't been around of late. Now, Velveteen Dream hasn't been around of late. He hasn't been on WWE TV at all so far in 2021. Made scarce appearances from the middle to the end of 2020. The last match he had on television, if at all, actually, was against Adam Cole on December the 23rd episode of NXT. Otherwise, he's been absent without leave, has Velveteen Dream. When we have more on the Velveteen Dream, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It was reported last week that Mia Yim was supposed to make her SmackDown debut last week. However, it didn't quite pan out that way as a result of the throwback SmackDown episode that we got. We didn't see it go down. Fightful Select say WWE needed to make cuts to make time for the throwback SmackDown commercials and segments and stuff like that. So consequently, Mia Yim's debut was removed from the show. The whole throwback idea, incidentally, is one that came from Fox. WWE had very little time to implement the idea, and it meant that a few planned things, not just the Mia Yim debut, but another Aleister Black vignette, ended up being cut for time. Fightful also reports that Mia Yim will start her time on SmackDown this coming Friday and is set to get straight into a feud with Carmella. We should hopefully see Mia Yim making her SmackDown debut at the end of the week. Speaking of the throwback SmackDown, it did pretty good in the ratings for them. A huge ratings win for WWE. It averaged 2.282 million viewers on Fox. That is up a whopping 13.1% from last week's episode, the previous week rather, because that was up against night two of the draft in the NFL. It's actually the best audience for SmackDown since the go-home show for the Royal Rumble on January the 29th. As much as these sort of random throwback Legends Night shows jar in storyline plans for long-term fans of wrestling, they always seem to do well in the ratings. So for as long as that happens, they'll keep going back to them. That's kind of how it's going to go. AEW announced late yesterday that they are back on the road very soon. This is the press release that comes from AEW. After safely hosting 27 live ticketed events throughout the past 9 months at Daly's Place in Jacksonville, Florida, AEW is bringing the excitement of its flagship show, Dynamite, to Miami, Austin, and Dallas this summer. AEW will become the first major wrestling promotion to safely return to a traveling schedule since March of 2020. So, these are the dates they've got in the books. Wednesday, July the 7th at the James L. Knight Center in Miami. July the 14th at the HEB Center in Cedar Park, Texas. And July the 21st at the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland, Texas. It is a planned return for July, slow and steady. AEW getting back out there and clearly reveling in that line at the end of that press release, becoming the first major wrestling promotion to safely return to a traveling schedule since March of 2020. On an unrelated note, yesterday it was revealed the date for SummerSlam. Now, of course, this was something that we didn't know 24 hours ago, but it has been revealed by PW Insider that SummerSlam 2021 will be taking place on the 22nd of August. The location yet to be finalized, but this is set to be the first show back with fans. That's the plan. They want to, from what we understand, have this big show in front of a live audience and then get back to a regular touring schedule from there, which will mean looking to September time, where WWE gets properly back into the rigors of traveling on the road. And finally, a popular WWE show is coming back. Fightful Select are reporting that the next NXT TakeOver is going down on Sunday the 13th of June and will be titled NXT TakeOver In Your House. There was a lot of love for the retro episode of NXT TakeOver. And you know what? We talk about the SmackDown throwback that they did on Friday and how much of, on the whole, a big old miss the presentation and style was of that. They nailed In Your House last year. So I'm delighted that this one is going to be making a comeback on the 13th of June. Maybe bring back Todd Pettingill with it. I'm just saying, I just like Todd Pettingill. I think he's massively underrated. Two really exciting episodes of Desert Island Graps that I want to tell you about this morning. On tomorrow's show, you will hear from former star of WWE and ECW, card-carrying member of the BWO, the Blue Meanie. The Meanie not only gives us three wrestling matches that he would choose to watch while stranded on a desert island, but also shares some stories about his life, his times, and his career, and including the story of the time that maybe The Rock saved his job.
Word is, like, a few of the guys went to Vince's. I don't know how true it is, but word is, like, a few of the guys went to Vince's. Like, hey, man, this guy didn't even get a chance to do anything, and you're letting him go? And, you know, there's word that Sean Waltman might have said something. I don't know how true it is. You know how wrestlers like to bullshit and then Word is Rock might have said something.
Okay.
Rock, like, I was cool with Stone Cold from the ECW days, you know, and Rock, we were all cool with. And there's a moment where we're at TV in the TV locker room, and we're in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Rock was doing something with Kane, and him and Russo, I was in the TV locker room, and we're, you know, watching the show, and Vince Russo and Rock are going over what he's going to say with Kane. I was like, dude, you know, Kane's got that thing with the voice box. You know, like, I'm Kane. And I had remembered, I'd seen Dennis Leary do something about, you know, imagine a guy with a voice box, you know, ordering something through the Wendy's drive through, you know. Hey, I'd like a cheeseburger. Hey, you making fun of me? No, I'm not making fun of you. I was like, I didn't say this. Yeah, I presented it as my own idea. I was like, hey, why don't you go in the ring and go, my name is Kane. I'm a Rudy Poo candy ass. And they were just like, all right. And he went and did it. I was like, oh my God, he did my idea. So I don't know if that idea stuck in his head. Like, hey, he gave me an idea that worked out and let me go to bat for. I don't know. You know, but somebody came to me in production. He's like, a couple people spoke up for you. I was like, oh. And then Vince Russo comes to me and goes, bro, our email system and our phone banks became inundated with emails and phone calls. Saved the meanie. And then Russo went to Vince and is like, it's like, well, maybe we made a mistake. And then they brought me back.
The Blue Meanie joins us on Cultaholic Island tomorrow. And next week, you can hear my conversation with Sean Waltman, a.k.a. X-Pac, choosing three matches of his own to watch while stranded on a desert island. And we get to talk about one of my favorite wrestling factions ever.
A lot has been said about your time in the NWO, and now Hall of Fame. And a lot has been said about your time in D-Generation X, now in the Hall of Fame. Not much said about X-Factor, and I'd like to talk about X-Factor, Sean. Right, okay. I'm not even being daft. Like, I loved the bones off of X-Factor. I thought it was a cracking faction. I loved Uncle Cracker. It was three lads that I could get behind. I liked X-Factor.
Thank you. I don't get, like, I mean, we weren't trying to be baby faces. We were trying to be a heel faction, man. And I think we did a good job. It wasn't the top. It wasn't, you know, we weren't at the top of the card, but we were a solid mid-card spot, you know, upper mid-card. Like,
whose idea was Uncle Cracker?
Mine.
Excellent choice.
Yeah, so I think so.
Uncle Cracker. It got me into Uncle Cracker. Off the back of X Factor, I bought Double Wide, and then I bought 72 and Sunny, and then from there, off to the races we go. No strangers to shame. It's carried on from there. So it's your fault.
So you've not heard the story behind that?
No.
Okay.
Leans in.
So, no. Yes. All right. Shane McMahon comes up to me and he goes, man, we were thinking about having Red Hot Chili Peppers do your theme music. And I'm like, no, I want Uncle Cracker.
Amazing. Okay. Amazing.
Okay. Okay. Red Hot Chili Peppers. If you want.
So the Blue Meanie is on tomorrow and X-Pac is a week from tomorrow. What's that? You don't want to wait that long? Well, here's a thought. Don't. If you are a Patreon with us at patreon.com/cultaholic, you'll be getting early access to those episodes later on today. Join us and hear the Blue Meanie and X-Pac on Cultaholic Island before everybody else. Find out more at patreon.com/cultaholic. Some bad news. There is no brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw review this week. Owing to some scheduling issues, that hasn't happened. We are off next week as well, so we will return with a brand new episode of the Classic Raw review on Tuesday, the 25th of May. In the meantime, if you haven't done so already, you can check out our watch-along of King of the Ring 1995. It is the worst wrestling show that WWE has possibly ever put on outside of ECW. choose December to Dismember. It is quite the feat, this show is, and you can listen to myself, Justin Henry, and special guest Sam Driver offering alternative commentary for it right now on the podcast feed. On twitch.tv/cultaholic, Adam Pacitti is back later today. It is See You Next Tuesday. You and Adam and a whole bunch of classic 90s and noughties British TV. I'll see you when you get there. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel today, the latest wrestling news throughout the day. And you can check out, in case you missed it, the 10 most senseless WWE squashes. Wrestlers who were riding high until a random act of weird booking changed all of that. It's one of our new top 10 lists, which you can check out right now at youtube.com/cultaholic. Full details on the WrestleMania Backlash card and how well do you know William Regal's pay-per-view opponents? Take the quiz at cultaholic.com. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.